Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our Language Learning Podcast. It's so good to be here with you again today.
That's right. I'm Jessica, and I'm Robert. We are so glad you're listening and learning English with us today.
Today, we're talking about something we all need, but maybe don't always get enough of: sleep. I know I sometimes feel so tired, even after sleeping for many hours. Do you ever feel that way, Jessica?
Absolutely. It's a big part of our daily life, and getting good sleep helps us think better, feel better, and have more energy for everything we do. It truly makes a difference.
It really does. So today, we're sharing some easy tips to improve your sleep habits. We're not talking about big, difficult changes, just simple things you can try starting tonight.
Exactly. These are small steps that can lead to a much better night's rest. So let's dive in and learn how to get some better rest for a healthier daily life.
Our first tip is about making a schedule for your sleep. It's really helpful to try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every single day.
Yes, that includes weekends too. Many people like to sleep in on Saturday and Sunday, but for good sleep habits, consistency is very important. Why is this so important, Robert?
Well, it helps your body create a kind of sleep clock. Think of your body as having an internal clock. When you go to bed at 10 p.m. on Monday, and then very late, say 2 a.m. on Tuesday, your body gets confused.
That makes perfect sense. Your body doesn't know what to expect, and that can make it harder to fall asleep when you want to or wake up feeling refreshed.
Precisely. But if you try to go to bed at, say, 10 p.m. every night and wake up at 6 a.m. every morning, your body learns this rhythm. It starts to know when it's time to feel sleepy and when it's time to wake up naturally.
That makes so much sense. My body definitely feels better and more energized when I follow a regular schedule. It might be hard at first, especially for people who work different shifts, but try to do it for 1 week and see how you feel.
Yes, consistency is really key here. Don't worry if it's not perfect right away. Start small. Maybe just try to wake up at the same time first, even if you go to bed at a different time. Then you can slowly add a regular bedtime.
That's a great approach, taking small steps. And speaking of small steps, our second tip is to have a relaxing routine before you sleep. This is about preparing your mind and body for rest.
A relaxing routine sounds wonderful. So about 30 minutes to 1 hour before bed, we should start to wind down. What does wind down mean exactly, Jessica?
It means to do calm, quiet things that help you feel relaxed and ready for sleep. For example, you can read a physical book, not on a screen, or listen to some very soft, calming music.
Oh, I like the sound of soft music before bed. Or maybe taking a warm bath or a shower could also be very relaxing, helping your muscles relax and feel comfortable.
Exactly. These activities tell your brain it's almost time for sleep, signaling that it's okay to slow down and prepare for rest. They help you transition from your busy day to a calm evening.
That's a really great idea. So we know what we should do, but what should we not do before bed? Are there any specific things we should try to avoid?
Good question, Robert. Try to avoid screens. This means your phone, tablet, or computer for at least 30 minutes or even an hour before bed. The bright light from screens can make it harder for your brain to feel sleepy.
Oh, that's a tough one for me. I always check my phone right before I close my eyes. But I can definitely try reading a book instead. It sounds much more relaxing and peaceful than looking at emails.
It truly is. Give it a try. And while you're creating that relaxing routine, also think about the space where you sleep. Our next tip focuses on your bedroom environment.
That's right. Our next tip is to make your bedroom a really good place for sleeping. When you think about your bedroom for sleep, try to think of three words: dark, quiet, and cool.
Yes, these three things are very important for good sleep. Dark means no light, quiet means no noise, and cool means not too hot. These things help your body sleep deeply without interruptions.
So for dark, you can use thick curtains on your windows to block outside light, or even wear a comfortable eye mask to cover your eyes. Every little bit of darkness helps.
And for quiet, if your bedroom is noisy, maybe you can use some soft earplugs or turn on a fan for a gentle, consistent white noise that can help block other sounds.
For the cool part, open a window a little if it's not too cold outside, or turn down the heater a bit before bed. A slightly cool room helps your body temperature drop, which is natural and helpful for falling asleep.
These simple changes in your bedroom can make a big difference for deep, restful sleep. And we have one more quick tip for good sleep. Be careful what you eat and drink before bed.
That's a very important point. Try to avoid big meals right before you sleep, as your body will be busy digesting. Also, try to avoid coffee and alcohol late at night.
Coffee and other drinks with caffeine can keep your brain awake and make it hard to fall asleep. And alcohol, while it might make you feel sleepy at first, can actually make your sleep not as good or as deep. So a glass of water is probably a much better choice.
Wow, we've covered some simple but powerful tips today. Let's quickly remember them for everyone listening.
First, try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends, to build a strong sleep schedule.
Second, create a relaxing routine about 30 to 1 hour before you sleep, and stay away from screens like your phone and computer.
And third, make your bedroom dark, quiet, and cool, and also watch what you eat and drink late at night, avoiding big meals, coffee, and alcohol.
These small changes can really make a big difference in how you feel every day, helping you to feel more energetic and focused. We hope you found these tips helpful for your daily life.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Language Learning Podcast. We love having you listen and learn with us every time.
Yes, thank you. Try one of these tips tonight and see how you feel. Sweet dreams, everyone, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.